Good morning, Lighthouse, and welcome. This is my first podcast in this new series, transitioning over from Mana. And so I just wanted to welcome you to this new format where we're offering weekly encouragement from one of the pastors or leaders here at Lighthouse. And, you know, as we start something new, I think it gives us an opportunity to kind of get a fresh start. And, you know, some of the other pastors have maybe chosen books to walk you through each week. And I think maybe I'd end up doing that at some point. But I think, you know, what I'd like to do this time is maybe a little more topical, get into a little more in-depth on some of just a few issues that have been on my mind. And, you know, I think the first one is koinonia. And so before we get into that, let's go ahead and pray. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and it's instructive, and it equips us to do all those things to live as you would have us to live. And so we thank you for that today as we get into it, in Jesus' name. And so Luke was describing the dramatic difference that was and still is that experience that is within the group of people who believe in Jesus and have devoted themselves to following him in Acts 2, verses 42. And he goes, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. And so it's in that word fellowship that we see the Greek word that's been transliterated, koinonia. And I think we all know the word here, you know, as being something where believers hang out, they have shared experiences, they help each other with their walk in Jesus, they encourage each other, and all of that is true. However, I think that there's deeper practical and spiritual implications of this idea, which is brought to us by this word koinonia, that is much broader and can even give us some encouragement today. So within this idea of koinonia, first we have to understand that first we have fellowship with God, and this is brought about to us by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so for those who believe in Jesus, we are brought into this fellowship with God. And it's really not just a New Testament idea. If you start looking up the word koinonia, you'll see that, you know, Acts 2:42 is the first time that this word is kind of mentioned. But the idea has been throughout Scripture from the very beginning. In fact, in the beginning, you know, we see hints of the Trinity. And so we know from what we study about God that he is a triune being. And so we see there in God's being that he is a community, a communion, a fellowship. And so everything that flows from that to us today comes from this idea that as we try to reconcile with God through Jesus Christ, we're being made more like him. And so there is the second idea that our fellowship with believers, which I think we kind of talked about and maybe even know a little bit, you know, we think, you know, we have a fellowship meal or we have a Bible fellowship and we get together. And again, those are all great. And those are things that are part of that word. But the deeper part of that word of koinonia is that we are bound together. We and our fellow believers are bound together in this unique relationship that's different from any other in the world. And it's bound together by God's love for us out of and for the purpose of mutual interest. And so we do have a personal relationship with Jesus, but not exclusively in the sense that mine is completely different than yours. But it is one that we do know Jesus. Jesus knows us. But it doesn't mean that we stand alone from other believers. It means that we're actually bound together with other believers in a common experience of salvation. Now, your story of salvation may be different than mine, but we are bound together in the same way for the same purpose. We are bound together first with God and then with each other. And I think Romans 12, 3 through 13 puts a really fine point on this. And this is Paul writing to the Romans, and he's saying, For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us then, if prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. If ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, and he who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. And so this passage kind of sums up, you know, really this idea of koinonia, not being all about ourselves in necessarily kind of a friendly fellowship, but about serving one another for mutual interest of promoting the gospel. And so with that, I hope that encourages you today and causes you to think a little deeper. And if it has, go ahead and like and share this and leave some comments at wherever you're watching it, and we'll be glad to hear from you. So have a blessed day.